I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, September 20. Coming up, Cabinet to approve Child Development Agency Office of the Children's Registry merger, more space for Court of Appeal by next February, and Prime Minister says government circle project won't displace residents. The news in detail after the break.
It's the inaugural Jamaica Geographic Information System, GIS, user conference under the theme, Geospatial Technologies, Mapping Our Way to Secure Communities. Jamaica Pegasus Hotel, October 10 and 11. Featuring discussions on the impact of GIS technology on crime fighting, policing and vehicle tracking, healthcare, tourism and planning and development. That's the first ever GIS user conference hosted by the National Spatial Data Management Division in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation. Visit www.gisuserconference.com. JA.com or call 630-18501 for details.
Now the news. Minister of Justice Delroy Chuck says renovation work will begin in a matter of weeks on the building which housed the Accountant General's Department. This to facilitate additional space for the Court of Appeal. Speaking in the House of Representatives Tuesday, Minister Chuck said he expects the renovation work to be completed by February 2018.
A backlog is growing in the Court of Appeal. And I know the president would like to start appointing the additional judges, but he can't appoint them unless space is available. But I am working on the basis that the contractors will start the work and finish up at least the office space for the judges by February next year. But the three courts may well not operate before May or June of next year.
The Court of Appeal is the highest court physically resident in Jamaica. It deals with appeals from the decisions made in the Supreme Court and resident magistrates' courts. The merger of the Child Development Agency and the Office of the Children's Registry is closer to being finalized, subject to cabinet approval. State Minister for Education, Youth and Information Floyd Green, in an interview with JIS News, said approval is to be granted in the coming weeks.
We've already started to carry out a space audit, looking at reallocation of space, positions. So the things that can be done, that there are no major issues, we're starting. We still expect that by October, for the end of October, for all intents and purposes, the merger will be operationalized while we continue to work on some of the legal requirements in relation to changes, legal standing, things of that nature. So we are on track.
Minister Green adds that both the Ministry of Finance and the Public Sector Transformation Unit have provided the feedback on the proposed structure of the new entity and changes have been shared with critical partners. A three-year strategic plan is also being finalized. In January, the government appointed a committee chaired by University of the West Indies Mona Campus Director Michael McAnuff-Jones to streamline the services offered by the agencies. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is moving to assure residents of downtown Kingston and its environs that they will not be displaced by the implementation of the Government Circle Initiative. Mr. Holness says a key component of the initiative is to develop the area in tandem with existing residents and social groupings to ensure the city's cultural footprint is maintained.
The development ethos that this group, the CCSA and the UDC, has taken is that they want the area to have life and character. So this is not an era that will die after five. And so the idea is, as far as is possible, to incorporate people who are already living in the area in the housing solutions that will be provided.
The Prime Minister was speaking in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The government earlier this year announced plans to transform lands within the National Heroes Circle and surrounding environs of downtown Kingston into a modern, state-of-the-art government circle to include a new parliament building, some 16 ministries and agencies, as well as commercial and residential developments. And Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid says universities have a key role to play in driving commerce. He says universities should seek to align themselves with the business community in order to help solve challenges to national development as well as drive economic growth.
So as you do the research, you come up with business ideas, you attract private investors to be part of your institution that they now validate that this is bankable, and then you know move that now to have the implementation. So this is part of what I like to see happen at the Caribbean Maritime University.
Minister Reid was addressing a JIS think tank session Tuesday. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.